stakeholders, including accommodation providers and students.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Veldbrande in Suid-Korea het die lewens van 24 mense geëis. 12 ander is beseer. Daar is vrese egter dat die dodetal kan styg. Die brand is tans nie onder beheer nie. En teen slotte. Amy Pascal en David Heyman gaan die nuwe James Bond fliek vervaardig. Pascal is bekend vir die 3 jongste Spider-Man titels, terwyl Heyman al 8 Harry Potter rolprente vervaardig het. Die vorige Bond vervaardigers Barbara Broccoli en Michael G. Wilson het in Februarie al uittrede aangekondig. Ek is Chanel September. Top story of this hour, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has highlighted the growing burden of non-communicable diseases in low and middle income countries.
Okay. It's a weird Wednesday today.
Weird Wednesday.
Did you know that Albania, over in Europe, Albania has a royal family? And are you aware that the crown prince of Albania, Leka, was born in Santon today, 1982?
No way.
I told you, it's a weird Wednesday, baby. Yeah, it's not just the Monegasques. We've also got a South African royal connection out in Albania.
I think they should rename the street Santon Drive to his name.
It's going to be a wet Wednesday, apparently, according to the Weather Bureau. 30 for Johannesburg vandag, 32 for die hoofstad, 40% moontlikheid van 'n bietjie reën later. And that is a pretty high one. But today is also Woof Wednesday. Got to tell you the story about Valerie. Now, Valerie... Oh, this is so cute. Valerie is a miniature dachshund. Okay, she was only little. She was about 2 years old, weighed less than 4 kilos, had a lovely bright pink collar, and according to her owner, Georgie Gardner, would never leave her side. Was one of those clingy dogs. Well, Ms. Gardner and her partner went to a place in South Australia called Kangaroo Island. And it is an island, but it's fairly big. And they had only been there for a little while when Valerie decided to go exploring. Despite initial sightings and the entire campsite looking for the Zoinky, the dog was never discovered and the worst was feared. A year and a half later, y'all, the dog has been spotted alive and well on this island where they are like, well, there are things, because it's Australia, you know, things can eat you. Crocodile and all, well, whatever. Anyway, so the dog has now proved to be impossible to catch. They've set up traps, they've set up cameras, they've got people trying to track her down. It's all a lovely story. According to a vet in Sydney, dogs are the greatest opportunists in the animal kingdom. It's one of their core skills to survive. Obviously, Valerie would have needed water, shelter in the winter, and food. And while not adapted to the Australian bush, many dachshunds are well disposed to finding food on the ground, like birds, frogs, mice, whatever, probably eating carrion as well. But the people who spotted her didn't see what it was. All they saw was a flash of pink collar. So,
wow.
If you've ever lost a pet, hey, maybe they haven't crossed the rainbow bridge. Maybe they're living their best doggy lives. Huh? There you go. That's your Woof Wednesday story. Now, where's my hits?
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop on Jacaranda FM.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give.